45 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 15 before 8. It's a VIP Wednesday.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, very good. Nice.
The applause sign.
Good morning.
The applause sign. Yeah. Let me hold that up.
Yeah, that's right.
We get started with the First Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. Our VIPs are in studio as they are every Wednesday morning. Boy, Wednesday is getting to be the hot audience day because everybody I run into all the time is like, oh, I love that VIP Wednesday.
Hey, so, yeah, it's awesome.
Got a great group of folks here from First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture, and of course our very own James Timberlake.
Yes, sir.
With us. Let's look at winners this week. Last week, congratulations, Vicky Stites.
Oh, nice.
She got 12 out of 14, and she's going to enjoy a $100 gift certificate to Glow Wyo. So congratulations. Check it out, Glow Wyo, our great sponsor last week. And glowwyo.net, get all their services. Check it all out. We want to thank Glow Wyo for the sponsorship of last week's VIP. And congratulations, Vicky Stites. She's going to enjoy a $100 gift certificate to all those great services at Glow Wild. This week, we've got $100 in merch.
Say it.
Bighorn merch.
Anheuser-Busch
That's
merch.
Right. Anheuser-Busch merch from Bighorn Beverage, our sponsor this week. $100 in merch will be yours if you are the lucky winner. Now, if you aren't playing, you can still play. And you're going, what? I can still play? Yes, you can go sign up and still play and be a weekly winner, okay? Not the overall winner, but a weekly winner. And you could win that $100 in merchandise from Bighorn Beverage. So thank our Bighorn Beverage sponsor this week and Glow Wyo last week. First Northern Bank, Carroll's Furniture. You got to click on that banner and get signed up. It's easy to do. Contest page. Let's get started. Weekly score. Well, Jamie, you improved a point.
Yeah. So
good job, Steph.
Yeah. If everybody was listening, you know, my wife had a lot to do with these picks this week. And, well, she's figured out it's not as easy as it looks.
Not quite as easy as it looks.
She didn't go New Orleans. They won. She didn't go, or she went Kansas City. They lost. I mean,
tough week.
Tough week.
6 points, but she improved you 1 point.
Yeah, she definitely let me know that. Okay.
Yeah, nothing but up. Andrew, what happened, man?
It was a rough week. I don't even know what to say. No word. No comment.
We were shaking his head.
Yeah, he doesn't even sound awake. Yeah. Yeah. Calling on me?
No comment.
No comment. Andrew, 7 points. Okay. Well, she broke her 10 streak, but unfortunately going in the wrong direction, Magic Melanie. That's because you were at Minnesota and Washington game. You were at the big game.
I was.
It wasn't exactly a big game, but
it
was. But you had fun.
We had fun, yes.
Yes.
And you pick them is hard. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Washington, she was there.
That was terrible. That was a terrible game. Yeah. Terrible. All the way around.
Yeah, sorry, Dewey. That, Washington didn't come through at all.
No.
But
no.
Those both teams are so bad.
Yeah.
But you had fun.
We had
it's
fun.
It's the experience of it.
And Mall of America is still awesome.
Yeah, there you go, right? Yeah, if anything, you know. Oh, yeah, the game. We were there.
The game, yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
7 points for Magic Melody this week. Chuck, you bumped up a little 8-point action.
I thought I was looking like a genius when I picked Detroit. It was downhill from there.
And, yeah, it didn't go well, did it?
Like, man, it was a tough week. James looks like a genius, actually. James is a genius.
I know. Yes.
It's Bo Derek
It's more about luck.
You didn't know Bo Derek.
But. It's more about the luck, I think.
I switched a few picks. I was smart, man. I was good.
Again, got lucky. Yeah. I should have. Yeah,
did you switch at the last second?
There was a couple that I ended up switching.
Yes, you all got on the Green Bay bandwagon. Thank you very much.
Yep, I did.
I'm not saying anything more. I'm picking. Lying.
Yeah, there's a couple on here that I mean, hindsight is 20/20. You look back and you're like, why did I pick this? Why am I picking, you know, Philadelphia after the disaster that they've been the last 3 weeks? But
that was good.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So
here we are.
10 points.
Here
I'll
we
take
are
it.
With the overall totals and one. You know, Jamie, you're not bad. 124.
Well, we can throw the worst 4 weeks out. And my wife and I were talking about this morning. It's the last week and the
she's
week before
invested
for sure
now.
Out.
Yeah, she's invested now. Yep. She's going to take over your picks.
Yeah.
Jamie and Steph.
Yeah, that's right.
124 this week. Magic Melody, 130.
Ooh, it's getting, like I said, this game is hard.
It is a hard game. This year has been
hard.
Wow.
There's a lot of parody going
yes,
on in
there
the
is
NFL.
A lot of parody yeah. going on. Probably the most I've ever seen. Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
What do you think, James? 130 points. You, well, we'll get to you in a second. Do you think there's a lot of parody this year?
Though the one year that I can remember is when we had the conference championships were Tom Brady, of course, but then it was like Case Keenum for the Vikings, Blake Bortles, and then Nick Foles. That's the last year I remember being like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
Which was 2018.
That's impressive that you remembered all their names wow. back for 2018?
2017, 2018, I think is when that was.
Jeez. He's young.
Case Keenum was a Vikings quarterback. That's why I remember that so well. I was
I can't
like,
remember
oh,
what
man.
I had for breakfast
Amazing.
This morning.
Yeah.
Andrew, what do you think? A lot of parody this year?
There is, yeah. There's no great team out there. Yeah. There's just a lot of good teams right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, good, yeah. good. Okay, so Jamie, you're 124. Magic Melly, what do you think? A lot of parody this year? 130 points?
We're just going to say
yes.
She's mad this morning, yeah. She's all mad at the,
mad.
She is. 130 mad. Points. She's in the magic.
Magic
is mad.
Magic Melly. Yeah.
Not a good chance yeah, for you there. She's mad. Chuck McGarrett's not mad.
Sorry, a good example of it was the Bears were going into this weekend, I think, in first place, and they lost, and now they're in sixth place in the NFC.
Yeah,
and like
great.
On the verge of missing the playoffs.
Right.
So,
yeah. Well, look at the,
how it's
and
going.
Look at Hurts. He had yeah. a stat. What is the stat of this week?
I don't know.
A gazillion interceptions.
Interception and fumble, same play?
He had an interception and a fumble on the same play.
On the same exact play?
Oh,
yeah.
There's your trivia.
Look at you go.
I know. I watched it sitting in the airport.
There you go. Nothing better to do anyways.
Right.
Yeah.
Chuck, middle of pack, 135.
Hey, I'm just hanging right in the middle there.
Are,
I think
yeah.
I gained a point on Andrew and lost a couple on James. So here
all
we
right.
are.
Andrew, barely hanging on.
Barely
136,
hanging on, yeah.
man.
Trying to keep Chuck behind me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
136.
Still in the hunt.
Still in the hunt. 142, James. Are you feeling cocky?
No.
Okay, good.
No, but I gained a couple, so I'm good all with right. that.
Okay,
142. Not cocky. It can all change very quickly in the playoffs.
Well, that's James, right. Let's just stay with you and Melanie on this side of the fence because Minnesota is going to travel to Dallas. Magic.
Oh, God. Please, the Cowboys win. Cowboys.
I've never heard her beg before.
I know.
Please
see,
win.
I've seen Minnesota in person now, and they are so bad.
Yeah.
So, okay, Dallas.
I'll go, I'm going to go Dallas, too.
I think Dallas this week.
Let's do it. Let's go Dallas.
A Dallas.
Go, it's a Dallas sweep. Jamie, New Orleans wins.
Yeah.
Three games now.
Yeah.
Gosh. And they're playing Carolina, who's 7-6. But New Orleans is playing at home.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my team. I'm going to go New Orleans. Right. You know what? They won last week. There's no reason they couldn't win this week at home and knock Carolina down just a little bit more. So I'm going New Orleans.
I'm going to pick the Panthers, but I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, it's kind of me too. That might change, but I think Panthers. Right now, I'm going to have to confer with Annie maybe.
Oh,
good luck,
good
Chuck.
One,
just kidding.
Chuck.
I love you, honey.
All right. I like it.
Carolina,
Magic says.
Yeah. Carolina could win that division quietly, could win the NFC South. So I'm going to go Carolina.
Okay. The Pack traveling. I still call it Mile High Stadium, and it always will be. Mile High Stadium, Andrew, Denver is on fire.
They are. They can't stub their toe, though, like James was saying. They could fall quickly if they lose, so I'm going with Denver.
Going with the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm going with the Broncos as well.
I think the Broncos are the pick this week.
Okay.
I'll go Denver.
Is that pain you?
Mm-hmm, it does. You can tell, right?
I can tell, right?
Yeah.
It's a rough morning for Melanie.
It is, man.
This is the one that I think catches up with Denver here. I think Green Bay wins this one.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Green Bay, solid team.
Yeah, they're looking good.
They play to their competition at times, which can hurt them. But
so
I think
does Denver, though.
Yeah, and I think at this point,
Denver
I think
does,
Green yeah. Bay's a little bit more experienced in that area.
Denver definitely plays to their competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good and bad.
I know. Right? Okay, Buffalo. Going to New England. Man, the crowd goes 50-50 on this, Chuck.
I think the Patriots are the team to beat in the AFC right now. So I'm going to say the Patriots.
Going Patriots,
and I hate to say that.
I'm leaning toward the Patriots, but that's a hard maybe.
That's going to be a big
answer.
Game.
Yeah, Jamie Hard maybe.
Hard maybe.
That's his
Jamie.
Nickname, Jamie Hard maybe.
That it almost rhymes, actually.
Yeah. Nickname. Yeah, we'll leave that one out.
I'm going with the Bills. This is the time of year when Josh Allen turns it on. So going Bills.
I'm going to go Bills.
I'm going to go New England. Buffalo, they relying way too much on Josh Allen to be Superman, and I think it's going to bite him
that's
at some point.
That's kind of my thought, too. You can. This guy can't.
I think New England can score. Yeah.
The guy had 14 tackles last week.
Yeah.
I mean he's doing whatever he can.
He might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Put him in the middle linebacker slot.
Yeah, exactly.
Do exactly what he needs to do.
He'd probably be a great linebacker.
Yeah. I'm going to England.
Popcorn, too. going New England.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They're playing well.
They are. They're
New England's good.
Quietly, like,
New England is good.
New England might be the best team in the AFC right now.
That's going to be an interesting game.
I think they've had the easiest schedule in the NFL this year, though.
That's true.
Still got to win.
That's a good point, Andrew. I agree with you.
But didn't they played Buffalo already earlier this year, didn't they? And they beat Buffalo,
they did beat Buffalo, yeah. And you got to beat who you play.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody loves to bring out the hypotheticals, but you know, just play the schedule.
Man, was Josh Allen fun to watch last
week?
He was.
That was fun.
I watched the highlight tape. I think I rewatched it like 4 times in a row because I'm just like, how does that guy do that?
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
I know, right? Okay, let's pick another game. The Bears.
Bears.
Home against Cleveland.
Oh, boy. They have to beat Cleveland. I mean, come on now.
Okay.
The Bears.
James.
I'll go Bears. Yeah,
Chicago.
Bears.
Okay, let's pick one more here before we go. And I'm trying to pick one that might be even.
Yeah, we went
okay,
to Kansas
Melanie,
City.
Since you're a big Washington fan.
Oh gosh.
Oh no. Yeah,
not so much.
Of all the games,
can we veto this one?
Yeah.
Washington.
NFC East garbage bowl.
This is the garbage.
Going to the Giants, Melanie. 3-10 versus a 2-11 team. What do you think?
I think nobody cares about this.
Nobody
game.
Cares.
Yeah. One person
I'll pick the
does.
Giants.
Yeah.
One person does.
Still counts for a point.
Yeah, I'll pick the Giants.
Yeah.
Going Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. James?
I'll go Giants, I guess.
Washington needs to throw this game so they can get a pick.
Yeah. I don't know if Jane Daniels is going to play either. I doubt
good one,
it.
Melanie. Throw
wouldn't.
The game.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. Yeah.
You're supposed to think and not say it. I think the Giants are going to win that.
Okay. That's a good point,
thank
Jack.
You
think it, don't say it.
Well, what am I thinking?
What are you thinking?
maybe
the Giants. No, I'm going Giants.
Giants.
I don't know if I can pick the Commanders after last week ever again. I'll go Giants.
I think the Bronx could have beat the Commanders last week. Wow. So there you go. Those are the picks this week. And it's the first Northern Bank Carroll's Furniture Pro Football Pick'em. You'll find it on our promotions tab, sharedmedia.com. And you could be the weekly winner this week. Last week, Vicky Stites, the winner of the $100 gift certificate to Glow Wyo. And this week, you could win $100 in merch from Bighorn Beverage. Have an awesome week.
Thank you, Bob.
All
thanks,
right.
Bob.
We'll see you
take
next
care.
Week. Play along with us. Pro Football Pick'em, presented by First Northern Bank and Carroll's Furniture. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock, and Fox News on the way. And currently in Sheridan, we have cloudy skies and 36 degrees.